You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this.
The Berlin Wall wasn't actually built in a day. It was built quickly. But the checkpoints already existed. It's just that people were accustomed to passing from the American zone to the Soviet zone to the French zone. And what changed on the day was that all of a sudden, the turnstile didn't lift. You weren't allowed through the checkpoint. Then the wall was built in. But in building the checkpoints, in building the control mechanisms, we're already putting in place the infrastructure for those who will abuse them in the future.
The globalists want a police state in place to destroy the middle class, collapse the economy, and consolidate absolute total control. They're trying to put that police state system in place and turn the entire anti-terrorism apparatus on the American people.
And it was not long until the work of the greatest minds of this generation reached what I call the atomic moment, which is somewhat different from what physicists consider the atomic moment. And this is where this generation corrupted, or rather those in power at the head of this generation corrupted our knowledge, our science, our findings, our tools toward a military purpose. Its reach is unlimited, if you will, but its safeguards are not. Now, this technology allows these institutions to monitor and record the private activities of people on a scale that's broad enough that we can say it's close to all-powerful.
This is just a extremely toxic, extremely criminal, extremely out of control, poisonous, cancerous, malignant system they're building.
Has anyone from the administration reached out to Governor DeWine or anyone in Ohio's government about the possibility of violence resulting from his return to the trail? And is there any concern him going back out there and continuing to insist that the election is fraudulent and that he actually won could result in people being hurt or killed?
Obviously, we take the rhetoric of the former guy, as we like to say, quite seriously.
In the aftermath of an insurrection with our democracy on the line, and many of these same Republican senators going along with the notion that somehow there were irregularities and problems with legitimacy in our most recent election, they're suddenly afraid to even talk about these issues and figure out solutions on the floor of the Senate.
We heard it from the Secretary of Defense, we heard it from the FBI, and we heard it from the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, where they said, arrest people that disagree with our views.
But using the slogan, they got through the USA Patriot Act, which removes many of our liberties. Nobody made a sound when we lost habeas corpus, due process of law. And suddenly Bush managed to get rid of it. Where was a voice on television, aside from mine, that spoke out against this? Where are all those noble jurists, those great lawyers, those lovers of liberty? Where the hell were they? They were nowhere. Now we have a totalitarian government. And the totalitarian government wants to watch everybody, total surveillance of everyone. They listen to the telephone conversations. They look at your credit cards. They look where you travel. We are totally policed. This is contrary to everything in our Constitution.
To quote Winston Churchill, we will go on to the end, whatever the cost may be, and we will never surrender. Because that's a drug better than anything I ever felt in my life, being on the side of right. And not bound to evil and not bound to a bunch of cowards and a bunch of scum lawyers that have been all in the boardrooms hyping themselves up how tough they are and how badass they are. Now they're going to whip those Americans and teach those Midwesterners and teach those Texans and teach those people that are hardworking that they're scum and we're under your thumb. No, we're not under your thumb.
Yes, you have the power, ladies and gentlemen. That's the latest video from Infowars.com, band.video. It's American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. We'll be right back in 1 minute with your daily dispatch. You have the power. I have the power. We have the power to take this country back. We'll tell you how in today's program. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Oh, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, June 24th, 2021. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. We're going to be taking your calls today. We'll be actually the guest I had in studio yesterday, Jeremy Brown, will be back in studio this time here to take your calls, questions, and comments, especially about intelligence, counterinsurgency, the military operation currently undergoing, being undertaken here in the United States to, well, overthrow this great country and replace its leadership with a cabal more amenable to the globalist machinations. So, very excited to welcome Jeremy Brown back in the studio to take your calls for an hour, and then he'll be on the Alex Jones Show, which I'm sure that will be a bombshell interview as well. But let's begin this morning, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, your daily dispatch for Friday, June 24th, 2021. The collapsed condo in Florida continues to be searched through as rescuers look for survivors. Very few answers as to how this happened, what caused it, nothing like that. There's speculation that, I guess they say the condo had been sinking for the last 30 years into the ground. But this story from AP News, many fear dead after Florida beachfront condo collapses. A beachfront condo building partially collapsed Thursday outside Miami, killing at least one person and trapping others in the tower that resembled a giant fractured dollhouse with one side sheared away. Dozens of survivors were pulled out and rescuers kept up desperate search for more. A wing of the 12-story building in the community of Surfside came down with a roar around 1:30 a.m. By late evening, nearly 100 people were still unaccounted for, authorities said, raising fears the death toll could climb sharply. Officials did not know how many were in the tower when it fell. Authorities did not say what may have caused the collapse. On video footage captured from nearby, the center of the building appeared to fall first, with the section nearest the ocean teetering and coming down seconds later as a huge dust cloud swallowed the neighborhood. Work was being done on the building's roof at the time, but Burkett said he did not see how that could have been the cause. About half of the building's roughly 130 units were affected. The mayor told a news conference rescuers pulled at least 35 people from the rubble by mid-morning, and heavy equipment was being brought in to help stabilize the structure and provide more access. Again, we're going to continue to look into this, but there's very, very little answers so far about this collapse that happened yesterday. The building was built about 40 years ago in 1981. And it's very troubling, very, very concerning, very strange. I mean, it completely collapsed, pancake style. You know, it was sort of unbelievable when it happened with World Trade Center 7, but at least there was actually a fire in that case. This case, it's not even a fire to blame it on. You really have to ask, what could have caused an entire building to simply disintegrate into dust in a single instant? Really unimaginable and tragic. And we'll continue to cover that story as it develops. According to a Dutch leader, Hungary, quote, has no place in the EU anymore. No, the EU is for gays only, Hungary. If you aren't gay, you can get out of here. Hungary has no place in the European Union after passing a controversial new bill banning LGBTQ content in schools. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said on Thursday. Earlier this month, Hungary's parliament passed legislation which bans all educational materials and programs for children which are considered to promote homosexuality, gender reassignment, and the concept of sexuality deviating from the one assigned to the person at birth. Yeah, well, you're not allowed to be a part of our big gay club anymore, Hungary. Yeah, now you're not going to get the benefit of having access to all of those desirable Muslims from the third world. Yeah, the EU is going to cut off your supply of immigrants. How do you like that? That's what you get for not teaching children to castrate themselves. Good job, Hungary. I mean, just leave the EU behind. Make a new EU. Or you make a new EU that's straight this time. Just incredible. Breaking exclusive from the Gateway Pundit, 73-year-old pastor and his Purple Heart veteran arrested for being at Capitol. His son also arrested in front of his 3-year-old daughter. A 73-year-old Purple Heart winning Vietnam veteran and pastor, James Cusick, has been arrested in his home in Florida for being at the Capitol on January 6th, though he was not involved in any violence or vandalism. His son Casey, who was also arrested in front of his distraught 3-year-old daughter, who asked why they were locking her dad's hands, he was also not accused of any violence or vandalism. Videos of the heartbreaking scene were provided to the Gateway Pundit. Just really incredible. Stacy explained that the officer saw her standing in the kitchen, demanded that she also go outside. When she got in the front yard, she saw them telling her elderly father to turn around and proceeded to handcuff him. They asked for my name and I told them I was his daughter, Stacy. They said they were not looking for me, but told me to put my hands on the back of the sheriff's vehicle. My dad asked what this was about. He told him because he'd entered the Capitol building on January 6th. James Cusick was shocked, she said, to find out what the arrest was about. When he was at the Capitol, he was friendly with officers who directed him to a bathroom. His daughter says they never told him to leave. He began to defend himself, but the agents and sheriffs reminded him that everything he says can be used against him and to wait until he has a lawyer. I asked him if they would take the handcuffs off him because I was upset at seeing my 73-year-old father in hands. They said no. In handcuffs, they said no. After a search and some questioning, they took Stacy and her father inside and asked him to get the clothing items he wore that day. So, yeah, you have a 73-year-old grandfather, Purple Heart veteran of the Vietnam War, who went into the Capitol to use the restroom, was welcomed in and directed to the restroom by the Capitol Police, and now he's been arrested as a terrorist. You just wait for your lawyer. Just wait for your lawyer to show up, and then we'll stick you in solitary confinement for the next 6 months. And, hey, you're 73. Maybe that's a life sentence for you. Maybe we'll just kill you in jail because you used the restroom at the Capitol building. Any Republicans want to speak out again about this? Any FBI agents feel like maybe what they're being told to do is an egregious violation of everything our Constitution holds dear? Any humanity left in the people that run our society? Or are you all just mindless zombie robot evil henchmen that carry out your orders unquestioningly, even when they are on their very face egregiously abusive? Is that the situation that we're in? I think that might be the situation that we're in. So a 73-year-old pastor and his son arrested in front of a crying 3-year-old daughter because they used the restroom at the Capitol after they were welcomed in by the Capitol Police. Again, to me, this is, Civil War type stuff. Like, they're rounding up their enemies. And they'll use any excuse they can. That 73-year-old, that's trespassing, so he'll probably die in prison from that. You know, a couple decades in prison, domestic terrorist. His life will be ruined. His life savings will be eaten up by lawyer's fees. The rest of his life will be sent behind bars or, you know, being denied the ability to travel. Just ruining his life. 73-year-old veteran. Purple Heart winner, right? Gave huge amounts to this country. Just see it taken over from the inside by a cabal of un-American psychopaths that now have him in prison. He's sitting in a jail cell right now. He's sitting in a little concrete box right now somewhere. And he may be there for a couple months, maybe a couple decades. Anybody in power want to speak up about this? Anybody want to point out that this is happening? I don't know. You got to think. Look. I'm not going to call for violence. I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not going to call for violence. I would never, ever claim that arresting a 73-year-old for going into the bathroom of the Capitol if he was directed in by the police and now arresting him is some sort of, you know, extra lawful kidnapping, which can be resisted with deadly force, according to the Supreme Court. But I would never say what you should do to FBI agents when they come to carry out illegal orders. No, no, no. You're an American, and America now means submission to the authorities, no matter how egregious their abuses are. It means total, slavery. Just total submission, total obedience. You just do as you're told. You're punished for exercising your rights. And even if you are a proud veteran, a patriot, and an old man, you'll be violently arrested, dragged away from your home for, nothing. Nothing. So, look, whatever you do, don't shoot him. Just don't shoot him. Don't do it.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. Then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, let's continue with this daily dispatch from the New York Post. U.S. officials confirm China deleted early COVID-19 data. The U.S. government confirmed that Chinese researchers erased early COVID-19 data from a shared international database after an American scientist discovered the quiet removal and sounded the alarm on a potential plot by China to cover up the virus's origins. The data, which detailed the genetic makeup of early samples of the virus found in Wuhan, were logged to the Sequence Red Archive last March, but were, quote, requested to be withdrawn by scientists in China that June, the National Institute of Health said Wednesday, according to Bloomberg. The revelation about the data's removal and the confirmation from U.S. officials now raises new suspicions about the virus's origin and what else Chinese officials know but haven't disclosed. Jesse Bloom, the American virologist who originally revealed the data had been deleted, wrote in his report that the early samples were, quote, a goldmine for anyone seeking to understand the spread of the virus. The fact that such an informative data set was deleted has implications beyond those gleaned directly from the recovered sequences, Bloom wrote in a research report titled Recovery of Deleted Deep Sequencing Data Sheds More Light on Early Wuhan SARS-CoV-2 Epidemic. There is no plausible scientific reason for this deletion, he says. It therefore seems likely the sequences were deleted to obscure their existence. And he goes on to mention that this is simply evidence of the Chinese Communist Party's attempts to cover up the origin of the virus and hints that there may be more information out there that is still being covered up. Yeah, duh. Duh. Yeah, okay. So that information was removed in June, by the way. So, you know, you had about 4 or 5 months to look into this before they actually removed it. I'm not sure anyone was interested in that. Nobody really seemed to care at that point, which is interesting in and of itself. Two top Kamala Harris travel aides announced plans to leave as VP prepares for border visit. Two top aides for Vice President Kamala Harris announced their plans to leave in the coming weeks as she readies for her visit to the U.S.-Mexico border since being tapped to study the crisis, according to a report. The two women, the director and deputy director of Advance, are involved in overseeing travel and preparing selected venues for the vice president, according to the New York Times. A spokesperson for the vice president said that the exits had been planned and the women were finding their replacements. But unfortunately, the vice president apparently has a shortage of travel staff. Shortage of travel staff. I think the issue might be that she's an unbearable shrew. Huh. That might be it. Maybe she's a terrible person to work for. Maybe. DHS is concerned about Trump reinstatement conspiracy theory, top official says. This from Politico.com. A lot of very illuminating sentences in this particular article. DHS's top counterterrorism official told Congress about the department's concerns in a private briefing. The conspiracy theory that Donald Trump will be reinstated as president in August has sparked concerns by the Department of Homeland Security, a top official there told members of Congress on Wednesday. My question is, what does conspiracy theory mean to these people? How could a projection about what's going to happen in the future be a conspiracy theory? Like, what is the conspiracy that's being theorized exactly? No. Conspiracy theory is just a term that you throw on whatever you want to be ignored, into whatever you want to discredit. That's literally all it is. Like, how this could possibly be a conspiracy theory is beyond me, but okay, that's the word that they're using for it. In the briefing, Representative Lisa Slotkin asked Cohen how DHS is following the spread of disinformation and conspiracy theories, as well as the way that that discourse can fuel violence. That's a pretty illuminating sentence right there, isn't it? It's like, well, the things people are saying could lead to violence. Therefore, we must shut up people's speech. We can't let people talk about stuff that might make them angry. We can't let them reveal things that would make them want to do violence to us. No. We must conceal that by all means. Cohen replied that DHS is not aware of any specific credible threats of violence linked to the conspiracy theory about Trump being reinstated, but he added that DHS is following the discussion of the topic online amongst extremist communities. Yeah, extremist communities. Just like me, right? Just like right-wingers, just info warriors, just people on the right. That's what they mean when they say extremist communities. And he said the department officials are highly concerned about it because it fuels the false narrative that the election was rigged, a narrative that may trigger a violent response from extremists. Yeah, Yeah, you see, you can't say things that would trigger a violent response from extremists. See, like, if you knew that I violated your daughter, you might want to do violence on me. So it's imperative that we keep that from you. See, because we want to stop violence. You can't talk about the things that would want to cause people to do violence. Some of the things that want to cause people to do violence is exposing the crimes committed by unaccountable leadership. Exposing the corruption that's taken over this country. Showing that the people of this country no longer have an ability to peacefully change the outcome of their political landscape. That might cause people to do violence. Therefore, we must stop their speech now, before they say things that might encourage people to do violence. Not say things like, hey, go out and do violence. See, that's encouraging violence. But saying things like, hey, it looks like our government is corrupt. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That might make people want to be violent. You're not allowed to say that. And see, this is the way the First Amendment dies. Okay. Pelosi announces select committee to probe January 6th attack on Capitol. See, they tried to do a 9/11 commission style investigation into January 6th. That didn't work. So now Nancy Pelosi, she's going to do her own special committee to investigate it. And the good news about this special committee is that Pelosi already knows the answers that the committee is going to arrive at. It's really convenient, actually. They're going to have a private select committee to confirm what she already has said is the inspiration for the January 6th attack. In fact, we'll show you a video a little bit later today of Nancy Pelosi explaining the root causes of the Capitol violence. She's announcing a select committee to determine the answer that she tells you she already knows. Nike chief executive says brand is, quote, of China and for China. Nike chief executive John Donahoe gave an impassioned defense of his company's business in China months after the world's largest sportswear brand became ensnared in a consumer backlash over its past statements on Xinjiang. Nike is a brand that is of China and for China, Donahoe said on Thursday in response to a question from an analyst regarding the competition Nike faced from other brands in the region. Okay. All right. Then you should just be owned by China. Just give yourself over to China. This is a test to Uyghurs, just the Uyghurs. So tell you what, communist countries, not big fans of massive corporations. So why don't you go there and then just no longer exist as a private entity? I think that's a great idea. There are at least 200 known cases of the Delta plus coronavirus variant worldwide. Folks, you thought the Delta was bad. Just wait until Delta plus, and you haven't even heard about Super Delta plus. And they have Delta plus advanced supersize, and that is going to be even worse. So just be ready for that. Okay, folks? Look, 200 known cases. I say we just shut down again. I say we shut down again. After all, Delta plus, that sounds scary. I think we should crash our economy, quite frankly. I'm an expert. The National Guard just simulated a cyber attack that brought down utilities nationwide. That's right, folks, just in line with the World Economic Forum's Cyber Polygon warning that, you know, cyber attacks could take down our entire infrastructure. Now the National Guard is simulating a cyber attack that brings down utilities nationwide. You know what the amazing thing is? They could literally use this as an excuse to actually shut down the utilities, and then nobody could use those utilities to tell people, hey, this was us. Hey, they did this ourselves. Oh, sorry, you can't communicate. They shut down the utilities.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender. We'll be right back.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine, a big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
All that evil men in towers need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up, do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globals are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio True Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I have a lot of videos to show you, and we'll be taking your calls today as well. In fact, I'll go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call right now at American Journal. Tell us what you think about all of this insane nonsense we've been covering throughout the week. We'll finish up with our daily dispatch here. Google, Facebook, Amazon, among those set to fight House Big Tech antitrust package, the House Judiciary Committee voted on Thursday to approve a final piece of its six-part package, the Ending Platform Monopolies Act, which restricts big tech companies' ability to leverage their platform dominance to promote other lines of business and disadvantage competitors. The measure could make it easier for federal regulators to break up the companies. Lawmakers said the vote on the bill was 21-20. The move leaves the big tech firms, once the darlings of Washington, in lawmakers' crosshairs despite intensive lobbying efforts. Still, the companies will have multiple opportunities to block or water down the broad legislative package, which must be approved on the House floor and then in the Senate to actually become law. So we'll see if this actually comes to anything, but seems like there is at least some progress being made. Big win, this from electionwiz.com. Georgia judge allows audit to proceed and names Fulton County election officials as defendants. An order handed down by a Georgia judge on Thursday named several individual members of a county election board as defendants in an election-related lawsuit, clearing the way for an inspection of the 2020 absentee ballots in Georgia's largest county. Superior Court Judge Brian Amaro dismissed several claims brought against governmental entities of Fulton County on sovereign immunity grounds, but he allowed the five members of Fulton County's Board of Registration and Elections to be named defendants in the case. This means the audits of the mail-in ballots will proceed. So very good. We're seeing advancements there. And in fact, apparently the Arizona audit is winding down. Again, every time I talk about the Arizona audit, I don't understand what's happening with the Arizona audit. I don't understand how there is just no good information coming out of it. Just like, can we please have a spokesperson? Can somebody just be like, I am the official who will tell you about Arizona audit, instead of just having like random anonymous Twitter accounts occasionally just like post like, we got him, hashtag Arizona audit. It's like, what does that mean? What are you talking about? And it's just like, we're almost done, Arizona audit. And it's like, done with what? Where are you? What are you talking about? What is happening with the Arizona audit? My God. What is happening? We don't know. I have just no idea at all. And nobody will tell me who to follow or where this information is coming from. And it's just constantly different information. Or it's like you click on an article and it turns out to be like a video of some dude just talking about the Arizona audit. And you're like, who are you? What are you? Where are you getting this information? What is happening? My God, the right is so bad at communicating. It is incredibly infuriating. It's just like, I would do a segment every single day. Here's the latest with the Arizona audit. Here's what's happening with the Arizona audit. Every day I would do an update. I have no idea. I have no idea what's happening with the Arizona audit. And I try every day to find out. I have no idea. And obviously part of it is because the left wing is so, you know, they've monopolized the entire media landscape. So if you search Arizona audit, you know, on Google, the headlines are hilarious. Everyone is just like, it's just people like, oh, this Arizona audit is terrifying and trash and we shouldn't be doing it. Yeah, expert weighs in to say why you shouldn't pay attention to the Arizona audit. So like, I get it that it's like, obviously the mainstream media is not going to report on this, but the people conducting the audit, who are you? Who is in charge? What is happening? Honestly, I read news all day, every day, and I have no idea. I have no idea. Maybe somebody call in. If somebody can call in and actually give me a succinct, knowledgeable overlay of what the hell is happening with the Arizona audit, I would be forever thankful. Because literally no idea. Just no idea at all. Okay, so a little frustrating. Apparently supposed to be over this Saturday. Something's supposed to be over, right? Like one part of the audit, you know, I don't know if that's the only part. I don't know if it's the next part. I don't know what part it is. Something's happening Saturday, though. So there you go. Thanks, Arizona Audit. You're doing great. You know, it's just like, how do you expect the audit to have any impact whatsoever if just like the only people talking about it are your enemies just saying why it shouldn't be listened to? Like, where are your spokespeople? Where are your reporters on the ground telling us what's happening, giving us succinct overviews of where we are in the progress and blah, blah, blah? It's just like nothing. Just nothing at all. So it's like, even if it succeeds wildly, even if the results are 100% rock solid proof that the election was stolen, nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to trust it. Nobody's going to care, because the entire time that the audit has gone on, it's just been it's been chaos. Like, we just don't know. We don't know. We don't know what else is happening. Dr. Matthew Oster told a CDC panel meeting on June 23rd, quote, it does appear that the mRNA vaccines may be a trigger for myocarditis. Let me go ahead and repeat that again. The CDC held a panel to discuss vaccine safety, and a expert witness tells them, quote, it does appear that the mRNA vaccines may be a trigger for myocarditis. The fact that that sentence or this story alone is not the number one story across the entire nation tells you a lot about how much they actually care about the American people. When you have an expert testifying to the Center of Disease Control that the vaccine doesn't just have like the occasional side effect, but no, it actually is a trigger for inflammation of the heart, which can lead to sudden death, lifelong troubles, having to get stents put in. It's a very deadly disease. I don't know if you know this. Heart is pretty important part of the body. It needs to be sort of working well. It's kind of the thing that defines whether you're alive or not, right? So you maybe don't want to mess with it too much. But now they're admitting that the vaccine actually causes heart inflammation, causes deadly, lifelong, crippling heart problems, and it's like not even being reported. Like nobody even cares. They don't care about you. They do not care about you in the slightest. My God. It's just insane. I'm going to take a moment here to play a video. And we played this yesterday, but it's worth playing again. Let's go to clip 16. Just because, once again, this is the type of energy I need today. Let's go to clip 16, this powerful smackdown of a school board.
I'm going to I'm quoting, do not name calling like you just did. This is my comment, not your comment. I'm quoting to you now from the United States Supreme Court 1964 case, New York Times versus Sullivan. This is constitutional case law in this country, and I'm quoting you from the U.S. Supreme Court. The judges wrote that this nation is founded on the, quote, profound national commitment to the principle that debate on public issues shall be uninhibited, robust, and wide open, and that it may well include vehement, caustic, and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on government and public officials. That's constitutional case law in this nation. I don't have to be nice to you. Nobody behind me has to be nice to you. If you don't like living in the United States of America, then you can all move to Russia, Cuba, or China. This is the First Amendment. And I will caution you, Solicitor. There is a video camera to my left. If you edit this tape, then you're going to have a big legal problem on your hands, because my right to critique your fascism, which is what this is constitutionally protected. There are emails, public record emails, in which the Director of Equity is lobbying and advocating for public comment to be censored in this school district. And you know what? You know what? Lobbying for it, advocating for it. We've got the school board president saying she'll do better at hitting the mute button in blatant violation of the Constitution for her lobbying and her advocacy of unconstitutional censorship. I want you, the school board, to terminate the employment of Dr. Charissa Gibson with immediate effect. Terminated her employment, I want all of you to tender your resignations for hating on this country. We have a God-given constitutional right to critique you, and we can speak in any lawful tone that we see fit. And don't go looking around, Benito, because this is the United States of America. You have a good... One more thing. I want to make a...
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So... Now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality, ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy with serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only Kava Kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal call lines are filling up. The number dial 1-877-789-2539. You know, yesterday I went a little bit crazy on old General Moron. General Milley the moron, General Milley the coward. I thought maybe I'd gone a little bit too hard on him, you know, saying certain things that I said. I was a little, you know, after the show, I sort of calmed down. I thought, hey, maybe I shouldn't have gone so hard on the guy. Maybe I should have. But then the rest of the day, I see everybody else is basically on my level. Basically, everybody else sees the same thing I saw. Of course, I went back into the past and found his previous cowardice to expose to you. Well, now there's a new story here. Top U.S. general rejected Trump's suggestion military should, quote, crack skulls during protests last year, new book claims. Top U.S. general repeatedly pushed back on then-President Trump's argument that the military should intervene violently in order to quell the civil unrest that erupted around the country last year. Joint Chief Chairman General Mark Milley often found he was the lone voice of opposition to those demands during heated Oval Office discussions, according to excerpts of a new book obtained by CNN from Wall Street Journal reporter Michael Bender, titled Frankly, We Did This Win the Election, The Inside Story of How Trump Lost. The book reveals new details about how Trump's language became increasingly violent during Oval Office meetings as protests in Seattle and Portland began to receive attention from cable news outlets. The president would highlight videos that showed law enforcement getting physical with protesters and tell his administration he wanted to see more of that behavior, the excerpts show. Top U.S. general hit back against this. Trump said, quote, just shoot them on multiple occasions inside the Oval Office, according to the excerpts. When Milley and then Attorney General William Barr would push back, Trump toned it down, but only slightly, Bender adds. Well, shoot them in the leg or maybe the foot, Trump said, but be hard on them. So I think we know who we have to thank for the results of the election. I think we know who to thank for $2 billion worth of damage, the unmitigated disaster of the entirety of 2020. maybe we forget what 2020 was like, but I was going back through and looking through my archives of videos to find a few videos, and I just clicked on a random folder on my desktop of the 31st of May, 2020. And it is a folder. That was actually one of the videos. I think that was on the 31st of May, them attacking that truck driver. There were like 100 videos in that folder. And all of the video names were like Boston, Minneapolis, Portland, Houston, Albuquerque, just every city in the United States. And it's just a folder full of violence, of fire, of crime, of just insanity. This was a true insurrection. This was a true rising up of violent extremists burning down the city. And when the duly elected authorities, President Trump, tried to exercise his power as chief law enforcement agent of the entire United States in order to stop the ongoing criminality that we are seeing splayed across our TV screens every single day, he was stopped. He was prevented from doing that. He was subverted. He was disobeyed. So treason, 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 treason. Apparently, Stephen Miller was arguing about this. And he was told by Milley, shut the F up, Stephen, according to the excerpts. Miller, so during one Oval Office debate, senior Trump advisor Stephen Miller chimed in, equating the scenes unfolding on his television to those in a third world country and claiming major American cities had been turned into war zones. These cities are burning, Miller said, according to the excerpts. The comment infuriated Milley, who viewed Miller as not only wrong but out of his lane, Bender writes, noting the Army general who had commanded troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. Yeah, see, he knows how to win things. See, he's been in Iraq and Afghanistan for 20 plus years. He knows how to get things done. Okay. I'm not sure I'd be touting that as my background, but all right. But he spun around in his seat and pointed a finger directly at Miller. Shut the F up, Stephen, Milley snapped, according to the excerpts. So let's just go over this little conversation again. There are American cities burning, says Stephen Miller. Shut the F up, says Mark Milley. They should have been fired on the spot. Hey, Donald Trump, you should have fired him on the spot right then, you idiot. Same with William Barr. Like, did they somehow convince you that what you were seeing with your own eyes was not actually happening? Was it a political algebraic equation that they put up for you? Or was this just blatant insubordination that should have been punished? Milley said, what we have here, Mr. President, is a protest. Yeah, just a peaceful protest that kills dozens of people, burns down the entire country. Just one of these peaceful protests. So General Mark Milley and William Barr are basically responsible for the images that you're seeing on screen right now. Like, that's basically their fault. They are basically the ones who are inside the castle, whispering like worm tongue into the ear of the king to get him to not fight back. Wow. Now that I say that, that is literally exactly the metaphor, right? In Lord of the Rings, Rohan has all these great warriors that could stand up against the horde of the orcs just destroying and murdering everybody. And so what do? They send a little agent to be by the king to make the king weak and make him not respond to the aggression of the orcs. He's Mark Milley's literally worm tongue. And Andrew Barr is like worm tongue, but fat. Just amazing. Just incredible. So I want to go to Max from Kansas because he brings up one of the other occurrences that has happened this week. Just the latest in a long line of assassinations by black extremists of white people in America. Thanks for calling in, Max. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Harrison?
How you doing?
Yeah. Pretty good. So, yeah, also, by the way, just to comment on what you were saying earlier. You really can't go hard enough on these people. I said I said some really terrible things about Millie and Barr and all these other people. And I'm like, calm down. I think I really probably shouldn't have said that. And then as soon as their name hits the headlines the next day of saying you're doing something absolutely stupid, I'm like, no, I really don't know. Really don't regret that anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So about that guy who shot him in the head, and
let me tell people in case they aren't aware. This is from humanevents.com. The NFAC, which is the Not Effing Around crew, which we know is the black militia that goes around threatening white people. A militia member wanted for shooting police officer in the head in Florida. Daytona Beach police are offering $100,000 reward for anyone who can help locate the man who allegedly shot an officer. The wanted man, 29-year-old Othal Ozone Wallace, allegedly shot the police officer, leaving him in critical condition following surgery. So he's a member who's marched with the Black Nationalist NFAC militia. And he, I guess, just walked up and shot a cop in the head. You know, and a more egregious act of violence than the Oath Keepers or the Proud Boys have ever even remotely approached. But, of course, they're not domestic terrorists. But, yeah, I'm sorry, Max. I just wanted to make sure people knew exactly what you were talking about.
No, yeah. And it's just I know the media never covers it, but it gets so angering when these sorts of things happen and there is absolutely no coverage of it, and they get away with it. And somehow the movement is still supported. These organizations that these terrorists are a part of are still 100% supported by people. People still just give them their money. They still, they still support them. And it's really, really terrible. But, and what you were talking about, earlier with, a Barr and who was the other person?
Millie. Yeah, General Millie.
Millie. You're absolutely right. Trump definitely should have fired him on the spot, because if he would have, we probably would have saw a lot less damage to those cities.
It would have stopped. I mean, what do you think happens if you don't punish people for committing these crimes? They just keep committing crimes. But let's be clear. It wasn't just the billions of dollars in damage. It wasn't just the priceless personal artifacts that were burned to ash, like the bookstore in Portland with all of the rare and collectible books. It wasn't just the, incredible damage and insurance payouts. It wasn't just the dozens of people killed actually during the riots. The fallout of these riots has been the defunding of the police, which has led to massive increases in crime across the entire country. So in reality, it's not just the damage of the riots and the killing of the riots that William Barr and Mark Milley are responsible for. It's the thousands of deaths that have come as a consequence of the political achievements of the people who did the rioting. So these massive increases in crime, like Portland up 533% homicides, those can all be laid at the feet of General Mark Milley and William Barr, murderers.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
In 1851, a man called Samuel Cartwright came up with a fairly sophisticated scientific explanation for why so many slaves were running away from plantations in the American South. These fugitive slaves, Cartwright explained, were suffering from a medical disorder. It was called drapetomania. It was a syndrome characterized by an uncontrollable or insane impulsion to wander. So that was the problem. It wasn't they disliked being enslaved or yearned for freedom and basic humanity. No, no, no. The problem, according to Samuel Cartwright, was that black people as a group were inherently defective. They were drapetomaniacs. They were always running away. That's what he said. 107 years later, it is embarrassing to repeat something this stupid out loud. It's so obviously insane. But here's what you should know. Drapetomania was taken very seriously at the time, and so was Samuel Cartwright. Cartwright was not a fringe character at all. He was a nationally prominent physician, a former high-ranking army officer from Fairfax, Virginia. He went to Penn Medical School. Samuel Cartwright was a credentialed man of science who commanded the respect of the country. 50 years after the Civil War, one of this nation's leading medical dictionaries continued to maintain an entry for drapetomania. So in retrospect, of course, we would call Samuel Cartwright a bigot, which he undoubtedly was. But he was also more than that. Cartwright was a practitioner of something called scientific racism. Scientific racism is deeper than simple prejudice. It is the use of science to justify the dominance of one group over another group. Scientific racism has a history as long as science, simply because the impulse to dominate is inherent to human nature. So it's not really about color, though it's called racism. Instead, it's about power. Martin Luther King wrote eloquently about this. So did Dr. Seuss, by the way. You might want to take a look at what they wrote, assuming you can still buy their books. The point is, scientific racism never actually went away. It's still with us. No one talks about drapetomania anymore. Instead, our medical professionals and law professors and military leaders and politicians and cable news hosts have identified a new disorder they claim explains everything bad. It's called whiteness. In the universities, it has become an article of faith that were it not for the indelible stain of whiteness, America could be a utopia. Only whiteness stands in the way. That's why we must abolish it. As Harvard Magazine put it, abolish the white race. Only then can we be happy. Lots of people seem to believe this. They're not all bad people, just as not everyone who believed in Samuel Cartwright in the 1850s was evil. Some people are just gullible. They're looking for meaning in their lives. If you hand them a unified theory of everything, some percentage of them are going to buy it wholesale. There were nice people at Jonestown in Guyana. They just didn't know any better. It's their leaders that you wonder about. They do know better, or they should. And when they talk about this new iteration of scientific racism, when they talk about whiteness, they sound very much like old-fashioned bigots. Take this guy, for example. His name is Eric Michael Dyson. He's a tenured professor at some stupid college or other. He lives in a rich, almost exclusively white neighborhood. He goes on television a lot. Watch him as he talks about race and ask yourself, honestly, if he sounds any different at all from, say, Bull Connor or David Duke. He doesn't. Only the colors have changed. Here he is.
And speaking about, you know, the maggots, the MAGA, that is so corrosive in this, you know, political moment. And we have stood by to see mediocre, mealy-mouthed, snowflake white men who are incapable of taking critique, who are willing to dole out infamous repudiations of the humanity of the other, and yet they call us snowflakes, and they are the biggest flakes of snow to hit the earth. They are incapable of criticism. They are incapable of tolerating difference. They're scared of, oh, my God.
Oh, God, look at that horse in the middle, that little smile.
They don't even know. They're not critical. They
if I talk like this, I can say any sort of nonsense, and leftists will think that I'm being righteously correct. I can say whatever BS nonsense, like the moon is made of cheese, and the white CNN reporter will smile along because she thinks she's helping minorities to assuage her deep-seated guilt at being born rich.
All that evil men and tyrants seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up, do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best deal ever on that. And, of course, Bio, true selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, good Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Good Lord above. The news doesn't stop. There's too much of it. There's too much news, folks. We could all just calm down a little bit and just stop doing ridiculous nonsense. I could maybe have a day of rest every once in a while. I don't know how I'm going to get to all these things, and I've got to get to your phone call. So I'll go to your phone calls this segment. Don't worry about that. We'll get to as many as possible. Jeremy Brown will be joining me very shortly to sit in and take your calls as well. There's just some of the stuff that we need to address. University of Oklahoma instructors trained how to censor and indoctrinate students. We have the video exposing exactly how they are literally trained to indoctrinate and silence dissident opinions. In Canada, another horrific discovery of Indigenous children's remains, what they're calling a mass burial site, and then admit was actually a cemetery. But no, they're literally digging up graves now in order to continue to berate white people. Top U.S. official consulted with BlackRock as the markets melted down. Remember when the markets melted down as part of a coordinated, planned, controlled demolition at the beginning of the pandemic? When the market just all of a sudden crashed one day in a horrible way and people were freaking out, and then it was just like back to normal a week later once all of the insanity had happened? Well, apparently the Federal Reserve had been in very close consultation with BlackRock as to what would happen. Now BlackRock is buying up huge swaths of American real estate at rock bottom prices because of the effects of their consultation of the U.S. government. I'm going to have to spend some time on that. What about this? Give credit where it's due. TikToker speaks out about black creator strike. That's right, folks. Black people on TikTok are striking. They're refusing to make silly little dances. And it's very important. And apparently this is like a thing. Like, I was reading this, and this is like a thing that people know about and care about. And there's like they're going on late night shows. There's controversy and there's apologies being made. And black people on TikTok are very mad that people are doing their dances, I guess. He says, quote, "It's crazy. We have to do this on a kids app." Well, you're making silly dances. Where else would you do that? You do it on a kids app because it's something for children. I could do 3 hours on that story alone. It just goes on and on and on. And then I have like 12 videos just from yesterday of Joe Biden being increasingly insane. I mean, just bonkers, just insane videos. So I got to show those. And then, of course, you have this dead man switch with McAfee, John McAfee, apparently 31 terabytes of information that he gleaned from absolutely everybody. He may have the Hillary Clinton emails. Apparently Hillary Clinton used a McAfee antivirus. He had everything. He had access to computers of everyone in the government and everyone like Hillary Clinton and all of her cabal. And apparently he kept all of that with a dead man switch. Now they're starting to perhaps uncover it. So, like, we got to talk about that. I mean, just so much to talk about. It's insane. How's this for a headline? Portland police reassure Antifa that man shot by police was white to avoid a riot. Calm down, everybody. Calm down. He was white. He was white. No need to riot. We just murdered a white man. So, you know, have a barbecue, but don't riot. You know, celebrate it. My God. My God. So just, you know, it's insane. But folks, of course, if you want to, hopefully support what we do here, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. And there's actually a new thing I've never seen on InfoWars Store before. I'm not sure if we've ever done this, and I don't even know what this means exactly, but it's very exciting. July 4th, super sale, a new special every day. So it looks like there are a ton of our most popular products on huge, huge discounts. I mean, 50% off Survival Shield X2, 50% off Super Male Vitality. Those sell out at full price. So the fact they're 50% off is really a massive discount. And I guess what this means is that every day there will be a new selection of particular products that are on massive discounts. So if you go tomorrow, it's going to be different than if you were to go today. So go today and see if there are any of your particular products on there, and you can stock up now and then come back tomorrow and see what the selection is there. But today only, we have these huge, huge discounts on BioTrue Selenium, Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield X2 and X3, the storable food, massive discounts, InfoWarsStore.com. You got to go check it out today, because by tomorrow, that product that you wanted to purchase at half off might not be there anymore. So this is a rapidly revolving set of sales from now until July 4th. Very exciting stuff. And so I do hope our supporters go there and fund us, because that's the only way that we're able to carry out this this renegade counter operation to the globalist takeover. And with that, I go out to your phone calls. Clown Car in New York City wants to talk about the audit. Okay, do you know about the audit? Do you know what's happening with this clown car?
I do. It's called stall. Out of sight, out of mind. You push it back, you buy enough time, you know, they can get their electro pulse drones in place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you say the note I have under your call is that no one's talking about impeaching Biden. And this is one of the things I've seen where they're like, hey, even if the audit makes, you know, shows that Biden did cheat and that he did lose, he's still going to be president. There's nothing you can do about it. And I'm not sure that's true. I think the will of the American people could be expressed at that point. But what do you think is going to happen with this, clown car?
Can you threaten Americans with the nuclear attack? Is that cool? Or you got to watch Al Sharpton's face on that Zoom call when he says that the biggest problem in America are black people. Did you see Al Sharpton's face? You got to zoom in on that. Hysterical. And as far as General Milley, I think we need to make a puppet for your show. And give him, like, pink high heels or something. And do you remember, don't forget, Trump probably had COVID right before COVID hit. Remember that he would have the sniffles all the time, and General Milley would look at him like, hey, what's wrong with this guy?
I don't remember that.
He reminded me of Ahmed the puppet.
We need a General Milley puppet. That would be pretty fun.
You got to let me co-write for you guys, for real. And listen, don't forget, at the G Summit, right before COVID hit, our top security guy said the biggest threat to America is China. So don't forget none of this stuff.
Yeah. It's good to, you know, stuff flies by so fast. It's good to go back and remind ourselves of what things were like just a few months ago. Remind ourselves of what the situation was.
How about when we were first addressed to listen to The Who, remember? Everybody's got to listen to The Who. And the first thing I found out, hey, listen, I didn't even really know who you guys were. God's honest truth. I never listened to you guys. I hate to say it, because now I feel ashamed that I didn't.
No, that's exciting. I like hearing that. I love hearing that. I mean, I know we got a lot of old school listeners who've been listening for 10 years or whatever, and we love them, obviously. They're the old school. But I love knowing that people are still tuning in. That is fantastic, sir.
My brother, like yourself, and I think you're the one that was, like, doing some different type of reporting and decided to come into this field. I kind of think my calling is going that way as well. But I felt that a lot of the knowledge that you're getting wasn't right. So I was doing my own research. I was my own Alex Jones. And then people used to call me, how about you think of Alex Jones? I'm like, who the hell is Alex Jones? And they're like, dude, you got to watch this show. Krill Oil changed my life too. I don't know what to tell you, but, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then I found out the guy from The Who, on my own, I found out, was like some leader of some Ethiopian party that was like cutting women's clits off or something crazy. I was like, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, yeah, the Tindro or whatever his name was, right? Or
and then they showed that really cool video of that really nice top that he had. Can we sell that on InfoWars? Can we sell that top?
I don't know the top. I don't know exactly.
The little, you know, prop top, little pink crop.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we can put. Who rules?
We'll put the Millie puppet in that top, and we'll bring it all together. No,
hey, listen, one more thing, Harrison. For
go ahead.
I have a computer that does amazing things, and before I realized that watching the stringers who do the helicopter reportings for the newscasters, they have an actual channel that news channels string from. So they could zoom in, tell the camera guy where to go, blah, 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 blah. So in every state around the country on that day, you got that folder you were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
I was recording on my Instagram nonstop showing people, look what's going on around the country. Watching American flags coming down, watching foreign flags go up. It was pretty scary, dude.
Oh, it was insane.
My whole Instagram account was deleted. I came back with my Instagram account. I lost like, I don't know, 84,000 followers or something.
Wait, what's your Instagram account, sir? We're finishing up here.
Clown Car NYC.
Clown Car NYC. I'm going to follow you. By the way, we have an Instagram account now. It's American Journal Memes. American Journal Memes on Instagram. So I'll follow Clown Car NYC. Maybe you can follow me back, and we'll meme our way to a revolution. I'm going to address some of what he said on the other side, because he brought up a lot of good stuff in that call. Thanks for the call, Clown Car.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and at Funzing InfoWar, it's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTrue Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. So much to get to today. Let's figure out how to do it. Let me talk about this. I almost just got to read this whole story because it tells an incredibly troubling story about what is going on in America at this moment, the true psychological takeover of this country as the powers that be turn it into a communistic hellhole. And it's just like, okay, I don't know. I just need to say it because you really can't overblow, you can't overstate how insane this is, okay? The story is from NewYorkPost.com. FBI tears innocent New Yorker's life into shreds after January 6th. Joseph Bolanos was a pillar of his community, president of his Upper West Side Block Association for the past 23 years. He looked out for his neighbors during the pandemic. He dropped off masks and kept extra heaters in his rent-controlled apartment for seniors. He raised morale with a weekly street dance to show his support for essential workers. A Red Cross volunteer after the 9/11 attacks, the 69-year-old security assultant once received a police commendation for heroism after saving a woman from being mugged. Unmarried and caring for his 94-year-old mother, he was a well-loved character in the residential area. But now, neighbors think he is a domestic terrorist. Yes, he attended then-President Trump's rally in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, but he never entered the Capitol. He was in a friend's room at the JW Marriott, a 30-minute walk away from the Capitol, when the breach occurred. Nevertheless, he was raided in February by the FBI Anti-Terrorism Task Force. He was handcuffed, paraded, and detained for 3 hours while his apartment was ransacked, all his devices confiscated. 4 months later, he still hasn't been charged, but he doesn't have his devices back. His neighbors are shunning him, and he's had two strokes from the stress. "It's destroyed my reputation," he says. "I'm not a violent invader. I do not condone the criminality and violence on January 6th whatsoever." The FBI told Bolanos he was raided because of a tip to the January 6th hotline from a neighbor who said he'd overheard him boasting about being at the Capitol. An FBI agent phoned Bolanos on Sunday after the riot and left a message. He returned the call the next day but never heard back. At the time, he was staying in his mother's apartment at Washington Heights because she'd been moved to rehab, and he was facing the difficult decision of whether she should move into permanent care. On February 4th, four FBI agents arrived unannounced and interviewed him for 25 minutes. They asked if he was a member of BLM, Antifa, or the Proud Boys. He said no. He told them he caught a train to Washington on January 6th and arrived at the Ellipse to meet a friend who had flown from California with a girlfriend to watch Trump's speech. He filmed the crowd, which he described as friendly, like a political Woodstock. Bolanos is a registered Democrat, but he calls himself an independent at heart. He liked Trump's policies, but was never a Trump fanatic. He strived to keep politics out of his leadership role, knowing his neighbors were a mixture of ultra-progressives and closet conservatives. Trump's speech was boring, he said, and the day was cold and blustery. So at about 12:40 p.m., he and his friends left early and made the 8-minute trek back to the Marriott. Essentially, there's photographic evidence that he has that he was at the hotel the entire time during the actual breaking in of the Capitol. And basically, once it was over, he walked back down Pennsylvania Avenue. They were about a mile away from the Capitol at 2:12 p.m. when the invaders smashed windows and stormed the Capitol. They arrived near the rear of the Capitol at 12:45 p.m., Unbeknownst to Bolanos, inside the building, Ashley Babbitt had just been shot. He and his friends stood on a patch of muddy lawn about 400 feet away from the Capitol taking photos. The riot was all over. "There was no hint of violence," he said. "If you were shooting a movie at that location, you would never know anything had happened. No police were there. The only disorder he remembered seeing was a pile of overturned bike racks. In the distance, he could see people climbing a wall of the Capitol. He says, I couldn't process it. I just thought, why are they climbing it?" He told the FBI agents all of this. He gave them video compilation of peaceful crowds, and he told them he could provide more videos from a camera in his apartment. They said they would call Monday, but never did. The next Thursday at 6 a.m., he was awakened in his mother's apartment by loud banging. He says, I opened the door, and there were about 10 tactical police soldiers, and one is pointing a rifle at my head. They had a battering ram and a crowbar. They also had a search warrant issued by District Judge Gabriel Gorenstein, which named Bolanos as the target subject. The front door of his empty apartment was being broken down in a simultaneous raid. The warrant authorized the federal agents to seize his property as evidence relating to crimes including obstruction of Congress, civil disorders, conspiracy to impede, assault federal agents, interstate travel to participate in a riot, and unlawful entry on restricted buildings or grounds. The FBI ransacked both apartments, upending drawers, trashing his mother's bedroom. He was handcuffed and taken outside to an FBI car to be interrogated for 4 hours. An NBC camera crew had been tipped off and was there to film his shame. NBC quoted sources saying charges against him were imminent. The story would be repeated in two local publications. He actually had a stroke. He started feeling sick at 11 a.m., so the FBI called an ambulance. When he was admitted to Mount Sinai, his blood pressure was through the roof, and he had actually suffered a stroke. The neighbors who'd helped all these years had turned their back on him. One who cooked him a nice dinner last Thanksgiving wrote him a nasty note saying, I hope Antifa gets you. Bolsonaro is bereft. He has not been charged and insists he has committed no crime. But like thousands of other law-abiding citizens who went to Washington on January 6th to see the president speak, his life has been ruined by a hysterical witch hunt for phantom domestic terrorists. The violence that day was terrible, and those responsible were being prosecuted to the full extent of the law, as they should be. But overkill stinks of the sort of political purge you see in communist China. Meanwhile, the violent rioters and looters of the Summer of Love continue to get off scot-free. This is not justice. So I think in this story, combined with this story that I covered earlier, 73-year-old pastor and Purple Heart veteran arrested for being at the Capitol, his son also arrested in front of his 3-year-old daughter. Now, this guy was arrested for asking a Capitol police officer, hey, where's the restroom, and actually being directed into the building to use the restroom. So this guy walked in through an open door directed by the Capitol Police to a restroom. He goes in, he uses the restroom. 6 months later, they're knocking on his door, putting him in handcuffs, and violently arresting him in front of his 3-year-old granddaughter, despite the fact that he's a 73-year-old pastor and a Purple Heart veteran. He committed no violence. He's not even accused of violence. And he was, in fact, invited into the Capitol by the police. So these two stories really illustrate where we are in this country, where we have allowed this to get. Are any Republican congressmen or senators going to speak out for either Joseph Bolanos or James Cusick? Anybody? Anybody going to speak up to them? Neither man committed an ounce of violence. So even if you're the type of cowardly bootlicker that thinks you need to qualify everything you say about January 6th by saying, oh, but I still think we should imprison the people who are violent. If you broke a window, you still deserve 30 years in jail. I still believe that. Or don't come after me, right? If you're even one of these cowardly idiots that thinks that capitulating at all is a good idea, you should still be defending these people. They did nothing wrong, and they've had their lives destroyed. Upstanding pillars of their community, whose entire lives are evidence of their upstanding character, have had their lives destroyed in a coordinated effort by their radical neighbors who report them, a federal secret police force who is persecuting them, a judge who makes the warrants out for these arrests based on no evidence, based on absolutely nothing, as well as the media who they inform that they're going to do this so they can capture it on video and put out the story in celebration, talking about how it's wonderful that they caught these domestic terrorists. It's a coordinated effort by the most powerful institutions in our entire country to destroy the lives of innocent people for political gain. This guy's had strokes. This guy's had his life ruined. This pastor may be sitting in prison in solitary confinement for the next several months, being abused by the guards and having no one to speak up for him. Where is Donald Trump? Where are the Republicans? If there's one thing that we can do as Trump supporters, go to his rallies, chant Ashley Babbitt's name, chant say her name, chant defend the January 6th suspects, demand that somebody, for the love of God, stand up for these people.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front
of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sell ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTru Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. I'm kind of stressing out right now. There's just never enough time to cover everything. It's kind of infuriating. So I've got people. I hate leaving people on hold. I'm sorry if you're on hold. I want to come to you, but I got to cover all this stuff. Like, you need to know this stuff, so I need to play this. I have videos that you need to play. I have articles that I need to read. I'm being a little bit rude to Jeremy Brown, who's waiting to come on to talk to you people. I'm just trying to figure out how to get everything organized here to be as efficient as possible. Let's do this first. We'll go to your calls in just a moment, but I have to play this video because is of the utmost importance. From the Gateway Pundit, University of Oklahoma instructors trained in how to censor and indoctrinate students. Have you gotten the sense that many of our colleges and universities are left-wing indoctrination factories? Well, it's even worse than you thought. The University of Oklahoma instructors openly discuss methods for suppressing free speech and indoctrinating students to progressive ideas. The Foundation for Individual Rights in Education has obtained recordings of this that will leave you speechless. Here it is, a recording from the FIRE news desk, that's the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, the FIRE news desk, showing secretly obtained recordings of staff members at the University of Oklahoma discussing how exactly to indoctrinate and silence your students. Here it is.
An online workshop at the University of Oklahoma explores how instructors should readjust students' writing if the instructor disagrees with the student's topic or opinion. A workshop leader also credited the Supreme Court for giving instructors the ability to censor.
The Supreme Court has actually upheld that hate speech, derogatory speech, any of the isms do not apply in the classroom because they do not foster a productive learning environment. And so as instructors, we can tell our students, no, you do not have the right to say that. Stop talking right now, right?
The training shows instructors how to steer students away from certain viewpoints, labeling opinions they don't consider appropriate as hate speech.
In this case, I usually look for my students who might be entertaining the idea of listening to a problematic argument. Then I say, we don't have to listen to that.
Demanding ideological uniformity is a violation of students' freedom of expression and freedom of conscience.
One of the fears is that we're going to get in trouble for this, right? Like, we can't tell students that they can't say something in class. But we can. And let me tell you how.
Join us in demanding that OU bring its training methods in line with its constitutional obligations. To view the full training and read the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education's analysis, visit thefire.org.
Truly incredible. Boomer Sooner, Boomer Sooner, Boomer Sooner. Okay, you, right? Oh, yeah, the Sooners, a.k.a. the Colonizers, right? There it is, folks. You want to know how they control language? It's exactly like that, exactly the way that you would expect they would, with all of the flowery niceness of Dolores Umbridge, all of the sickeningly sweet evil that you would expect dripping out of the mouths of these control freaks. All right, let's go to your calls. Quickly, though, if you ever do go to OU and end up in the stadium there, the football stadium, there's a 20 to 30 foot tall gigantic poster of my grandfather. You might not know this. He was a total all-star. He's in the Hall of Fame there at OU. Kind of funny story. Let's go to Simon in Florida. Thanks so much for calling in, Simon. You want to talk about the PJW article on health secretary in England. Is this the one that was about him not following his own directions? Is that the one you're talking about, Simon?
Hello there. I'm sorry. I was speaking with your call screener for the moment. Could you just repeat that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped on you too early. No, I just wanted to ask what article you were talking about exactly, this Paul Joseph Watson article.
Okay, so there's two things. There's one that, on the face of it, is sensational about the British health secretary having an affair whilst married and
right.
Kind of squeezing his mistress's butt. But Paul focused on the sex scandal and completely missed the background story that this woman has enormous conflicts of interest. So it's a long story.
And the guy's name is Hancock, right? The Secretary of Health's name is Hancock, and he was caught, like, on camera?
Hancock, that's right. He was caught, some security guard or something in the Parliament building leaked the picture of him
right.
Kind of kissing his miss. But she's the director of her husband's company, and she as the director of communications, and managed to get publicity for his company posted on the government website. She was also the director and a major shareholder of a lobbying company when he appointed her to be on the oversight committee of his own department whilst he's having sex with her. So you can imagine if a whistleblower complaint went to that committee and she's on it and she's having sex with the guy whose department could be blown, whistleblown on during this whole COVID scandal. This is like an insane
conflict. So this isn't just some sort of a tawdry, you know, scandal. No. This is actual, like, important stuff. Now, I saw this because somebody – hold on. I have a question for you, Simon. I saw this because somebody sent this to me and said, I think they're going to blame it all on Hancock. Like, basically that they're setting up Hancock to be, like, the fall guy for blaming all of the COVID stuff on. Do you think this is part of, like, a coordinated effort to sort of start casting him as the bad guy so they can start, you know, maybe blaming the vaccine stuff? I mean, it seems like what's happening with Hancock – sort of similar to what was happening with Fauci, where suddenly all this information's coming out and the powers that be are sort of throwing this guy under the bus. Do you think this is what's happening with Hancock too, Simon?
He's been protected through substantiated allegation after allegation after allegation for so long. It's possible, but it's meaningless at this point. The thing that I wanted to really draw your attention to, and I've emailed this to you as well, is this new hate crime bill, C-36 in Canada, and basically none of you guys should ever step foot in Canada again, and I'm not making any allegations about your conduct.
No, I don't know if I'm allowed to, sir.
Okay, well, it's saying that if an informant reports to a judge via the police that you are likely to commit hate speech in the future, you can be restricted to your house, restricted who you're allowed to meet with, made to wear an ankle bracelet, banned from communicating on the internet, and banned even from drinking alcohol. And if you violate any of those conditions, you can be imprisoned for a year. And this is based upon an informant's allegation that you might commit a crime in the future.
And the crime that you might commit is words, right? So not only are they making the words illegal, they're saying if you potentially might say illegal words, we'll arrest you and throw you in jail for a year. Where is this bill? Is it it's in Canada, but has it passed?
No, it's C-36. Now Breitbart has covered it. Their title is completely misleading. You have to get into the details to see. And it's paragraph 5 through 10. So they did cover the issue, but it's not in the headline at all. So I've noticed that even people who were commenting on Breitbart, they weren't bothering to read all the way through it. And they didn't understand that this is beyond the movie Minority Report.
Right. So the Breitbart headline is bearing the lead. Give us the lead here, Simon, if you could have one sentence to tell everybody about C-36.
The potential penalties for violating conditions put in place to prevent you from possibly committing hate speech in the future.
Mind blowing stuff. Thank you so much, Simon. We'll make a video out of this segment and try to spread the word. There it is. Canada Liberals proposed hate speech bill with $50,000 fine, one year jail. But you don't even have to say the speech.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew. that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it. InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, going to your calls very shortly, but I got to read this. I think you'll be interested in it. NewYorkTimes.com. Yesterday, top U.S. officials consulted with BlackRock as markets melted down. That's sort of bearing the lead in and of itself, because they didn't just consult with BlackRock. BlackRock was their number one point of contact. BlackRock dictated to the Fed how to deal with coronavirus. BlackRock, which is now buying up entire neighborhoods in order to rent out the houses to the formerly prospective individual buyers. As Federal Reserve Chair Jeremy H. Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin scrambled to save faltering stock market at the end of the pandemic last year, America's top economic officials were in near constant contact with a Wall Street executive whose firm stood to financially benefit from the rescue. Lawrence D. Fink, the chief executive at BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, was in frequent touch with Mr. Mnuchin and Mr. Powell in the days before and after many of the Fed's emergencies rescue programs were announced in late March. Emails obtained by the New York Times through a records request, along with public releases, underscores the extent to which Mr. Fink planned alongside the government for parts of the financial rescue that his firm referred to in one message as the project that he and the Fed were working on together. Mr. Mnuchin held 60 recorded calls over the frantic Saturday and Sunday leading up to the Fed's unveiling on Monday, March 3rd, of a policy package that included the first ever program to buy corporate bonds, which were becoming nearly impossible to sell as investors sprinted to convert their holdings to cash. Mr. Mnuchin spoke to Mr. Fink, five times that weekend, more than anybody other than the Fed chair, whom he spoke to nine times. Mr. Fink joins Mr. Mnuchin, Mr. Powell, and Larry Kudlow, who is the White House National Economic Council Director, for a brief call at 7:25 the evening before the Fed's big announcement based on Mr. Mnuchin's calendars. So we know that the billionaires have almost exclusively benefited from the economic shutdown that occurred in 2020, a wholesale transmission of wealth from the middle class to the billionaires. BlackRock now doing better than ever, still the largest asset manager in the world, and has now moved into buying physical assets in order to deprive regular Americans from owning homes. You'll have to just rent it from BlackRock. See, you won't pay into a mortgage. That means you're owning your home and saving money for retirement. No, no, all of that money, maybe even more since they got to make a little off the top, will be sent to BlackRock middlemen who have done nothing, serve you in no particular way, and yet now that money just goes away, no longer being saved. It's just going into the pocket of the billionaires. And this, of course, is a consequence of the Great Reset, which, of course, is a consequence of the economic collapse, which, of course, was a consequence of the government response to the outbreak of coronavirus, which in itself was a consequence of the government's experimentation on gain-of-function research. So what we have here is top U.S. officials working in tandem, working one in one. We have been taken over by massive corporate interests that are selling out this country like a fire sale. Let's combine this, shall we, with this story from Traders Magazine in March of 2020. Is the coronavirus really behind the stock market crash? The biggest bull market headwind occurred last week, so beginning of March 2020, when global stock prices plunged over 11.5%. Everyone, from the media to Wall Street, jumped to the conclusion that coronavirus fears had caused the crash. But there was a problem. The virus had already spread globally weeks before the stock market tumbled. While virus fears became the leading narrative behind why stocks were plummeting, the true catalyst hit breaking point deep within the global financial system. Starting in September 2019, credit dried up completely in the interbank lending market, a key part of the monetary system where banks trade overnight loans known as repurchase agreements, or repo for short. Suddenly, lending rates spiked to 10.5% in a matter of minutes, a rate not seen since the global financial crisis. Large funding costs indicated that primary dealers, most financial institutions hand-selected by the U.S. government, were hoarding collateral. No one wanted to lend. If the Federal Reserve refused to intervene, then the turmoil was imminent in liquidity-dependent markets such as stocks and high-yield debt. So Fed Chair Jeremy Powell issued a statement saying the central bank would provide primary dealers with, on average, $75 billion a day to help with liquidity issues. This new money had to go somewhere, and the stock market was the recipient. Every trading day for a period of 6 months, the Fed remained active in the repo market, and the stocks continued to reach new all-time highs. And if you just look at the overtime graph of the stock market, you will see a very distinct and, yes, even seemingly planned collapse at the beginning of 2020, where stock market's cruising up, going high, higher than it's ever been before, and it suddenly crashes. But within about a week or so, it's climbed up to its peak once again. That was a coordinated effort. That was a induced panic by the stock market, by the organizations like BlackRock, in order to cause concern, cause a bunch of action to be taken by the Fed so they could benefit from it. So this entire thing has been a setup. This entire takeover, the Great Reset, better called the Great Merger, in which the corporate interest and the governmental interest in the United States are merged into one super state of total control and complete unaccountability, has all been a coordinated effort from the very beginning. And Steve Mnuchin and Jeremy Powell, as they were selling out the American people from under us, were in daily close coordination with the head of BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the entire world. This has been a coordinated, highly sophisticated conspiracy. That's exactly what this is. It is a ultimate conspiracy. Everything from the creation to the of the diseases, to the release of the diseases, to the initial attempts to prevent the disease from coming over, to the lockdown, to the purposeful controlled demolition crash of the economy, to the bailout stimulus, to the mail-in ballots that were dependent on it. Every aspect of this has not only been caused by the people who now benefit from it, it has been carried out in close coordination with one another in a true ultimate global conspiracy. That's exactly what this is. Make no mistake. It is not a coincidence that the same people who were the architects of these measures are the people who have made out like bandits because of them. It is all on purpose. It has all been orchestrated beautifully by them to rob the American people of everything. Of everything, folks. You're not going to own a house. You're not going to even own your phone or your car or even your own privacy. You're a bug now. So when we say they've taken everything, this has been a coordinated effort to take everything. Your country, your way of life, your ability to own private goods, which is, in its own way, the basis of Western civilization. It has been stolen from you, not as a reaction to a naturally occurring event, not as the well-intentioned attempts by people in power to mitigate a negative consequence of something that occurred naturally. This has all, from its very beginning, been a carefully orchestrated, coordinated, and well-planned theft of unimaginable amounts of wealth and inconceivable human capital. 100% controlled, 100% designed, 100% in coordination, a true and ultimate world-ending conspiracy laid out in front of our very eyes. And we've known it the whole time, and yet the people in power, the people in the media with the ability to expose this sort of stuff are in on the action. They're in on the game. They're hiding the man behind the curtain. They're concealing the machinations. They're blaming you. They're blaming white people. They're blaming China. But in reality, it all goes back to organizations like BlackRock, organizations like the private Federal Reserve Bank, and the banking institutions that control so much of our country like puppets on a string. This has been a very deliberate process, and you have to understand this. You have to get over your naivety if you believe that the people at the tops of these organizations are out for your interest, are just doing their best and sort of fail sometimes. You have to stop being ignorant to the fact that these people know exactly what they're doing, the consequences of their actions were the intended purpose of their actions. And they tell you all of it. They announce it. They make it apparent. They hold events where they practice this sort of stuff in full view of the entire world. And they expect you to be so stupid and obedient that you don't even notice. You certainly don't do anything about it. So this really bombshell story from the New York Times could not be more damning for everything that we've experienced for the past 2 years. Everything that has been predicated on coronavirus, everything has been predicated on the purposeful crash of the stock market in order to create the fear, in order to create the panic, in order to justify the actions by the Fed that went further into enriching these people by robbing you. This is egregious. This is a crime against humanity. Maybe we can take a lesson from China here. They kill their billionaires.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
And this is one of the stories Fox banned me from covering.
Tonight, we're happy to introduce you to a doctor.
I am the COVID hunter.
Dr. Joseph Varone is the chief of staff at United Memorial Medical Center.
We are joined tonight by Dr. Varone.
Joseph Varone, the chief medical officer.
This is Dr. Joseph Varone from Houston, Texas.
Dr. Joseph Varone is a man who worked more than 400 days straight on a quest against the most frightening virus of our lifetimes. The media has watched his work closely from local to national to international outlets, taking advantage of the fact he speaks 9 languages.
¿Cómo está, doctor? Buenas noches.
¿Qué tal? Buenas noches. Gracias por la invitación.
How many interviews have you conducted with the media over the pandemic?
With this one is 1,640 since March 19 of last year.
But almost every outlet has failed to note the dramatic difference in the COVID-19 death rate between Dr. Varone's patients and those at other hospitals across the nation and the world. Of Dr. Varone's 1,293 hospitalized COVID-19 patients, 86 of them have died. That is a death doing differently. Varone says most journalists didn't want to ask.
Everybody else came in and they saw how it worked, but nobody wanted to get into it.
And if reporters did ask, the answer didn't make air.
By now, you know, now I have a lot of news people that are my friends. So a lot of them do tell me that when they talk to their producers or whatever, they say, let's not get into that one.
Two other doctors came up with the Math Plus protocol for COVID-19 treatment. It prioritized steroids and blood thinners from the start, particularly methylprednisolone and heparin, and added a list of vitamins through IV. It was mentioned by a couple of news outlets who did not explore what was in the plus sign. For within the plus sign were treatment methods that the World Health Organization and CDC warn against.
Ivermectin. And we actually showed that the combination of the Math Plus, including the ivermectin, was having fantastic success with our patients.
Our stance is that the evidence we have seen and we have reviewed doesn't show, at the moment, doesn't show that ivermectin is efficacious against COVID.
It's an agent that has been around for 40 years. It's an anti-parasite, however, it has very potent antiviral and anti-inflammatory properties. And it actually has been shown to improve the outcome of patients with COVID, as well as prevention of COVID. You know, I'm sure you are familiar with the newest data from India and from Mexico, where actually in those states where they have given ivermectin prophylactically, there are much less number of COVID cases.
You have peer-reviewed research on this?
Yes, correct. And we actually, one of the studies that I sent you was a study that looked at every study out there, a very interesting study that looked at all the available evidence, and everything favored the use of ivermectin.
Hydroxychloroquine was also part of Dr. Varone's COVID-killing recipe for the first 6 months of the pandemic. A crunch of the numbers at that time showed the death rate from COVID at his hospital was just 4.4%, compared to a death rate of around 20% at other hospitals.
Now, our mortality rates were remarkably low. And these people were equally sick to the people in other hospitals.
The H word came up in my first interview with him, August 10th, 2020.
We use it with good success. We know that there is a lot of controversy. But one of the problems that we have is that we use a lot of things. We literally throw the whole kitchen sink at these patients because they're so sick. So sometimes you don't know exactly what makes the difference.
Shortly before that interview, studies came out saying the drug was neither harmful.
All right, folks, this is a video by Ivory Hecker. That's right. The whistleblower with Project Veritas is now making the reports that she was not permitted to make under the control of the corporate media. So there, go to Ivory Hecker's Twitter account or find her YouTube, and you can see that full video. Very happy to know that local reporters are breaking free of the shackles of the corporate media and actually telling the stories that matter to the people who live in their cities. It's really great stuff, and we wish her all the success in the world. Jeremy Brown is here for the full third hour, taking your phone calls in American Journal. Don't go anywhere.
All that evil men in tower seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up, do the right thing, and I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globals are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best deal ever on that. And, of course, Bio through Selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Sitting next to me is Jeremy Brown. I have to say, Mr. Brown, we had an interview yesterday for the full third hour, and I'm not sure I've had a single interview on this program that has gotten as much positive feedback as that video did. People were really, really happy with you as a guest and really impressed with what you had to say. So congratulations, and the people want more, and we give the people what they want.
Well, thanks for having me on, Harrison. Stop calling me Mr. Brown, or I'm going to have to listen.
All right. I'll call you Jeremy. A little respect here and there is never a bad thing, right? But no, very happy to have you on. You're, of course, going to go on the Alex Jones Show, which promises to be a bombshell interview, I'm sure. I'm very excited to see you two talk to each other. But you were gracious enough to come in about an hour early to take some phone calls, to talk to some fine people. And you will be reacting later this hour to the videos of Biden whispering like a creepy old man, and I'm so glad that you haven't seen these videos yet. So we're gonna get your raw, unfiltered reaction to this, just the strangest activity we've ever seen from a president in this country. But let's go to your phone calls, shall we? Let's see who's been on the longest. Let's go to Taylor in New Mexico, who wants to talk about Biden. Actually, thanks for calling in, Taylor. You are on the air with myself and Senor Brown.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Oh man, where do I start? Just real quick on the BlackRock. I mean, I also think that they could not only when you're a renter, they can also control if, like, you know, if you're vaccinated to, you know, to order to rent or, you know, to wear a mask in your house all day. I mean, also, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of angles there, you know.
Very good point.
They could add. Anyways, but moving on. I just. The T-shirts are great. I get so many, so many people just conversations. I mean, just with the T-shirts, those are great, by the way. And,
When you wear the shirt out, do you get good reactions or bad?
Oh my gosh! Every time I wore one yesterday, and it was Trader Joe, and I've had I think four people at the grocery store said I like your shirt.
That's awesome.
It's so cool. I mean, it's my wife got it for me, and it's my favorite shirt. And I'm going to order some more, too. I mean, it's a conversation piece, too, and it's just a good way to wake people up. Also, I've noticed, too, like, you know, unfortunately, you know, Alex Jones, you know, his name is whatever, tarnished. So, like, I direct people to American Journal and Owen Schroyer, and then that kind of opens the door to, you know, to to other directions, and I think people should do that too.
That's great. Me and Owen are the little bit of sugar to help the medicine go down, I guess.
I think there's the personality of each type in all three shows, so I think that's really good.
That's awesome. Okay, anything else, Taylor? Thanks so much for the call.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, let me get to my point. Chairman Biden, he told this week again with the whole, you know, you don't need 100 rounds to, you know, to shoot a deer with Teflon. I mean, is that the most ridiculous thing ever? I mean, this whole gun control thing is just so ridiculous. And I mean, it's a joke. I mean, it really is. And they're coming really hard for our guns, I feel like. And I just want to know what are y'all thoughts on that? And
frankly, I think it's a good thing. I think we don't need weapons of war, and you don't need bullets to hunt.
He needs the weapons of war because apparently he likes to make open threats against the American citizens, which I'm pretty sure that authorizes us to self-defense. But I don't know. I'm no expert. Oh, wait. No, I am.
No, wait. You kind of are actually an expert. But no, this is it's incredibly troubling knowing, you know, what he is promoting and the fact that, you know, the guy he's putting up for I'm blanking on the position right now, but Dave Chipman, he was there with the ATF as they burned parents alive, you know, burned children alive to try to take guns from their parents. So entering into troubled waters.
I wouldn't be surprised if he said right after that photo, you know, it smells like victory. You know, like these are psychopaths up there, right? They're drunk on their own power. But to go back to the t-shirts, you know, I get the same thing when I wear my Arrest Fauci and Gates shirt. My favorite is the Baby Lives Matter. In fact, I told a story on another show earlier this week about sitting in the ER. A friend of mine was in the ER, and a black family had their little baby, I mean, like maybe a couple months old, crying and everything. And he looks over at me. He's like, I like your shirt, man, because it is all about the babies.
Right.
And it started an entire conversation, you know, between us, you know, racist people who, you know, can't stand each other, right? Yeah. You know, the long-haired white guy and the black guy with his baby in the ER. I mean, so it does open up the conversation. And so I definitely suggest that you pick out one that you like and wear it around because, you know, you'll get way more positive comments than you do negative.
Yeah, because any negative comments you do get will be like a car driving by, right? You won't get anybody coming up to you and confronting you. These people are cowards, right? So they'll see your shirt, and if they don't like it, they'll sort of sneer at you. Maybe they'll try to take a photo of you, you know, without you seeing to share. Look at what I saw somebody wearing. They won't confront you, though. They won't say anything.
Yeah, we'll call them a drive-by leftist.
Yeah, like drive-by
Rush,
leftist.
Like Rush used to refer to the drive-by media, right? They just run by and yell something at you, but they don't have the guts to actually – you know, expound upon their ideas.
So. Right, right. You'll just get a like, F you, as they drive away, and you're like, hey, I'm pissing somebody off, I'm doing something right. But yeah, you're much more likely to meet fellow human beings out there that actually care about each other and understand what your shirt means and appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call, Taylor. Let's go now to Xander in North Carolina, the radical left cult. It is a death cult, is it not, Xander?
It is, unfortunately, Harrison. This cult, it's just gone fully operational, man. They're just pushing these vaccines on us. I work at a job, unfortunately, where they mandate us to wear the mask the entire time. We can't even have it below our nose. And if we have it below our nose, they will literally write us up. And if you get wrote up like more than three times, you're terminated just because you want to breathe fresh air.
Right.
I mean, how crazy are these people? And I have this one coworker who took the vaccine. He took both of the shots, and he still refuses to take off his mask because he's afraid of all these variants coming out. I mean, these people will believe anything the media tells them, and it's only getting worse. And they're coming for the guns, too, man. They're coming for the guns. So all I can say is just be prepared for all hell to break loose, you know. I'm just ready for war. I'm telling you right now, because if they want to fight, they better believe they've got one, man.
You want to fight, you better believe you've got one. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, the unfortunate thing is that it's already started. So it's not coming. It's already here. The problem is that they were so successful in their insurgency that nobody realizes that they were taken over. But, Xander, I have to ask you, are you a Wolfpack or a Tar Heel?
None. I'm just a drifter in this life, just cruising down, looking at all this stuff that's happening here, man.
I ask because I'm from North Carolina as well, and you know the North Carolina Tar Heels and the NC State Wolfpack are the big rivalry there. So
that's the division.
But yeah, I mean, it's a cult out there. I mean, and my recommendation to everybody is, look, the best time to find a new job is when you have one. And I don't know, Harrison was talking about these drone bees, you know, maybe they're hiring for those and you don't have to wear a mask, but you might have to wear a bee suit. So, I think everyone needs to be out there looking for conservative business owners to work for, because I'm going to tell you that they're out there. There are not, I mean, these huge corporations might be controlled by leftists, but the small business owners, of which we should all be doing business with anyway,
right?
They'll be hiring, I guarantee you. So, I mean, don't get discouraged, and please don't compromise your principles just for a paycheck. Because I'm going to tell you what, when one door closes, another opens. And if you stand up for what's right, I think you're going to find that good things happen.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Beautiful word. Beautiful word.
Anything else before I let you go, Xander?
Yeah, one more thing. Don't give in to the left. Just read the Bible, go to church, try to spread the truth. Don't listen to what they're telling you. You know, just try to show them the facts. You know, the vaccines are killing people, but they don't listen. They keep on taking the vaccines. You know, they're causing all these severe side effects. But they're lying up to take their shots. I mean, at this point, either you're awake or not. That's all I can say. God save us all, and God bless you all. I salute you patriots out there. God bless.
Oh, man, thank you so much. We salute you right back, Xander. You can just tell from our calls, like, InfoWars are just good people. Like, you can just tell, like, the spirit comes across, and they're just like, look, man, I'm worried about all these poor people stuck in this cult. It's like, there's no hate, there's no, well, there's maybe a little bit of vitriol from myself. We'll be right back, folks.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to
keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Jeremy Brown sits next to me. How would you describe yourself? Former congressional candidate, former special forces, Green Beret. I mean, you got a lot of feathers in your cap. What's your title?
My current title is triple retired stay-at-home boyfriend.
Okay, right? Good.
But, so I did retire 20 years from Army Special Operations, where most of that time was spent as a Green Beret. Then I started my own small business in Tampa, a limousine company, which we ran for 5 years. And then after family tragedy, we closed that down. And then it was just sitting around and really focusing on the news cycle and watching what was going on with the country and the attack on President Trump, where I decided, you know what, I'm going to run for Congress. And so this is not a hyperbole. I literally Googled how to run for Congress
right.
And filled out all my FEC forms and everything that way, completely backwards, right?
That's how you do it.
It was 3 weeks before I actually made contact with anyone who knew what the hell was going on, right? So we ran that congressional campaign for 10 months, got absolutely no support from the GOP.
Of course.
And because of that, just didn't have the resources to continue. And so we closed that down. And then it's just been tracking everything, preparing, trying to get my girlfriend in the right mindset. You know, we got our RV, so we've got our escape pod. And
now we
wait for what's coming.
Now you're back in the fight in a bigger way than ever. Well, you have a lot of expertise and a lot of insight, I know, from our private conversations and from our conversations on air here. I think we'll do this now. I'm going to go to clip number 9 now, because this video has been making the rounds. It sort of, I think, came out yesterday. But what you're about to see is a video that was filmed on January 6th, just outside the Capitol. And I'll sort of just tell you what's going to happen so you know what to look for. It begins with the arrest of a guy who had just broken a window of the Capitol. And you'll see that guy actually is released by the police. The police leave the area. The broken window is left wide open with no one defending it. And then wait till you see what happens. And this is where we need the expertise of someone like Jeremy Brown to tell us if what we're about to see in this video is in fact a undercover special forces operator, essentially almost beating up a Trump supporter, trying to stop him from going into the Capitol. This is a very interesting video. Let's go now to clip number 9. So here you see the guard picking up her shield. There's been a little scuffle. That window to the left is already broken. There's a guy on the ground who's just been arrested for breaking it. You hear the chants of USA from the huge crowd. And it says, after releasing this guy, D.C. cops were ordered to leave the window undefended. So they're there sort of defending this broken window, this egress point. And then they get a call and they leave. And then this happens. So here you see a very distinctly special forces looking guy, in my opinion, tear out the window. Here comes a patriot who comes up and pushes him back, saying, no, this is not what we're about. And then this guy honestly starts to fight him. He starts getting in his face. He starts pushing him. pushing him incredibly hard. And this guy with the flag is like, yo, man, never mind. Like, I'm not about to fight you for this. I just don't want you to get in trouble. He's trying to protect.
Interaction there? I sure did. Cops attempt to arrest that first gentleman, then let him go, then are ordered to leave. You see him talking to the rear. They walk away. Then another younger gentleman looks like he wants to go in, and some Trump supporters stop him from going in. That's what I see. Joining me now, the citizen who captured that eye-opening video, host of his online show, The Truth is Viral, Bobby Powell. Bobby, I could hear your voice there even questioning and talking to the guy about why he was trying to go in. Lead us up to that. I know we've got four or five more videos, so I don't want to talk much. I want to get right to your video. Let's go.
Okay, well, here it is. I was at the east entrance to the United States Capitol on January 6th, and two men that I recorded attacking the building, breaking windows, and even pushing people inside have not been arrested, and they are not on the list of suspects that are being sought by the FBI. Now, I provided the FBI with 29 minutes of high-definition footage, 1080p, more than 5 months ago. Neither one of these men has been arrested. They are not in any of the 400-plus indictments. I've checked them all. There's not one frame of video, not one still photograph of either of these men on the FBI's webpage that asked people to give them tips.
So there you go. He says he's checked all of the arrest indictments and everything, and that these guys that he filmed committing this violence, and actually, you know, you saw Trump supporters go up and go, hey, man, we're not going into the Capitol, and starts to fight that guy, literally, you know, physically threatens him out of, you know, being peaceful. It's, what's your opinion on this as a special forces member? I'm just a layman here. I don't know, you know, this guy from Adam, but just seeing this, what's your insight, if you have any?
Well, from the look to the film, I mean, the gentleman definitely had some type of training in an aggressive form of, you know, controlling other individuals. You know, a lot of times special forces or special operations gets thrown out there a lot because it's easy, because it builds that picture in the mind that, oh, it's all high speed. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of this stuff that are conducted by private contractors that maybe were former military, maybe not even special operations, but, you know, an infantryman who, you know, was really gung ho when he was in and now he's a contractor. But it's not always their fault, because sometimes the way you get people to do the most heinous things is you lie to them as well, right? You give them a narrative, and then everything, the operations are so compartmentalized that they don't even, you know, who knows what he was told about that window? You know, right. For all we know, his instructions were, under no circumstances is anyone to get near this window because Nancy Pelosi is taking selfies with AOC back. I mean, we don't know. And that's really the power of compartmentalization, is that it's kind of the same way that people say, well, how could 9/11 have been an inside job?
Right.
Because certainly everybody would have known the plan. Well, actually, no.
Right.
I mean, if one guy thinks he's doing one piece of the puzzle, sure, the mosaic is the controlled demolition of two huge buildings. But each individual piece, they might not even realize that they took part in it.
Right, and, right. Yeah, they're told, hey, your job is to take this box here. They have no idea the box is filled with explosives or whatever. I mean, they do what they're told, and they have no perception of what the greater scheme is other than their part.
And I would tell you, just the fact that he's wearing a black jacket with Velcro on the sleeves tells me that he's not special operations, right?
Okay.
Because if we were told that we were going there to blend in, we would actually blend in, right?
I see.
Because we're trained in that, but your typical contractor whose wardrobe is nothing but 5'11 pants and 5'11 jackets, he's going to go out there and kind of fill that tough guy role. So
that's what he's going to
do. I don't know, but like we said yesterday, it's the, you know, wisdom guided by experience. But it's the compartmentalization piece is how good people end up getting caught into bad operations.
Right.
Right. I mean, even in my experience, a lot of times operations, we're with conventional forces. They have no idea what we're doing.
Right.
Right. We have them there for a purpose that they don't even know. They're just out there, you know, standing on a corner or whatever, and they think it's cool that they're on a special forces mission. Right. But we don't tell them what we're doing.
Right.
And we don't want them to know because, you know, it could compromise the mission. So that's how I would explain that. Were there high level? If there anything like that, you'd be looking at maybe like a CIA ground branch operation, which is a whole nother ball of wax. There's lots of us out there.
Oh my gosh, well, it is amazing. Yeah, it's sort of his demeanor and definitely his outfit that just screams, you know, government operative to me. Incredible. We'll be right back.
People pat me on the back all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. But I want you to understand something. Don't put the horse in front of the cart here. Don't put the wagon in front of the mules here. If you weren't supporting us, if you weren't praying for us, if you weren't spreading the word, we wouldn't be on air anymore, and we wouldn't have a shot at defeating the New World Order like we have right now. So now more than ever, please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that make you and your family's lives better and that fund the InfoWar, that fights tyranny, that also makes your lives better. A lot of people are counting on InfoWars to stay on the air, so I'm counting on you to keep us on the air. We're going to defeat the globalists, but it's not going to happen easy. We need God on our side. We've got to take action. Three of our best-selling products are back in stock. X3, biggest sale ever, 60% off, free shipping. Highest quality, ultimate krill oil, back in stock, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Get products to make you and your life better and support the InfoWar, a 360 win.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. Jeremy Brown is with me. Former Special Forces Green Beret operative with a wealth of experience here to give his comments on the state of the world. Let's go to your calls. Matt in New York says we are under attack from a tyrant army of Democrats. Yeah, I'd have to agree there, Matt. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I said, we are under attack from a tireless army that has no heart. Lies and propaganda unleashed by our own government. They have officially declared war on the American people the second they passed the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act in 2012. We need to disavow the Catholic Church and follow Christ, who was a Christian, organize a major baptism event where we pray and form committees and oversight groups by the people to police these out-of-control tyrants.
Citizen oversight groups. What's your opinion on this?
Well, I mean, the citizens are the oversight. I think if you look at all these school boards and county commissions, I mean, we've always been the oversight. You know, we don't even need to form a board. We just need to show up. And that's really been my message. And Matt, I agree with you 100%. I mean, we need to start separate, you know, how they like to separate us into groups, white, black, gay, straight, man, woman. We need to separate into two groups, good and evil. All right. And then we need to deal with the evil. And let's not leave out the Republicans, right?
Of course.
I mean, all these different groups are designed to target different people, right? So the Democrats are the enemy group that are designed to manipulate the morons, and the Republican Party, and not Republican voters, but the Republican Party, the GOP, all right? They are the enemy group designed to trick conservatives, right? They and all you have to do is watch an election campaign, right? They say, oh, we're going to protect your guns. We're going to do all this. They lie to us every 2 years so they can get elected, and they go up to Washington, D.C., and they high-five their Democrat brethren. So we need to call out the enemy no matter what party they're in, no matter what color they are, and put them in whichever group they belong in. Either they're good or they're evil. And unfortunately, I think most of our politicians, Democrat or Republican, are not on the good side at this moment.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. And, you know, you described it earlier in the show as an insurgency. And basically you said this insurgency is taking place under the surface. And we didn't even realize it, so we had no way to counter it. So is that the situation that we're in now where they are still the insurgency that's close to taking over, or sort of has that and so we need to have a counterinsurgency, or have they taken over and now it's time for us to, you know, how's this work?
The tides have turned. I mean, they're in charge. And if you don't believe it, watch the president of the United States threaten us with nuclear weapons and F-15s. Any aspect of your life, look at how much liberty we've lost. Well, yeah, we've lost it because we are under the control of tyrants, right? You notice how in that speech he conveniently left out, you know, the tree of liberty is not only watered with the blood of patriots, but he left out the tyrants. Well, why would you leave that out? Well, because he is a tyrant, right? And he doesn't want to talk about that, right? But you know, the bottom line is that we all know what's good because the truth is written on our hearts, and we need to get out there. We need to unite with other people that just want liberty. I don't care what you do in your life as long as it doesn't affect me, right? I mean, I don't even like homeowners associations, right? And, you know, I've got a friend that's dealing with some nonsense with that. It's like, these are also little tyrants, right? They're, you know, everyone likes to besmirch the name Karen. I've met beautiful women named Karen, all right? So, but they're little tyrants, these little homeowners association. These are the people that the only way they could get into power was buy a nice house. They could never get elected to anything. But we've got to call even that level of tyranny out because it's like a snowball, right? It all builds on itself. And then the next thing you know, you look around and you can't, you know, your one leaf on your bush is out of whack and they're wanting to foreclose on your house. It's completely insane, but it's our fault. Like V said in his great speech, all we have to do is look in the mirror to see whose fault it is.
Yeah. Same with the school boards, right? Petty tyranny. That's how I keep describing it, because these are people who have just very little amounts of power, but they are desperate to exert that power at every, you know, option with, you know, against the people that they're supposed to be serving. It's as petty as you can get, but they're trying to exercise tyranny.
What we should do is we should be showing up at these school boards with our buzzers.
Like, to silence
imagine
them.
Imagine a crowd with their megaphones on the buzzer, and every time they say something stupid or tyrannical, we buzz them like they like to buzz us when they hear things that are inconvenient. I mean, we have the power. We just need to exert it.
Yeah, we need to stand up for it. And thank God people are actually realizing what's going on now. And I think the tide is, in fact, turning. Thanks so much for the call, Matt. Let's go to Mr. Wiggles from Colorado. Thanks for calling in, Mr. Wiggles. You're on the air.
Harrison, Jeremy, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Man, Matt is right, though. We are under attack, and honestly, now this attack has become FUBAR. We are in trouble. We need to back up. We need to retreat into ourselves and recollect to each other. Just like Jeremy said, you know, we need to get together. We need to figure out what the heck is going on, and we need to do something about it. As for the taking of the older guys from January 6th, one of them said that he had videos on his camera, and that's why they did it. They want that proof. They want anything that could point away from violence. That they want it to say that there was so much violence, it was a terrible thing. They want that camera so that way they can say, no, they don't want it. They don't want
right.
to prove that there was no violence there.
Well, right, because we know what the FBI does with proof, right? They go into the proof room and they set it next to Hillary's emails and Hunter Biden's laptop.
Then they set the whole room on fire.
And then then the building collapses, right. Oddly enough. You know, it's the craziest thing, all this stuff. But that's exactly what they do. They show up. They claim that they have a warrant so they can confiscate everything you might have evidence to help yourself with. And then they lose it and go, it doesn't matter because you're a terrorist. So I definitely suggest to everybody out there, if you've got data, and don't think that it's on your phone, because I'm going to tell you, your phone can be zapped remotely. Get it off, put it in a thumb drive, bury it, take a 10-digit grid, give it to, you know, somebody that knows where it is. I mean, this is the time that we live in, right? And I tell people, you should only have enough stuff at your house to fight to your first cachet, okay? Mm. Because they're going to come to your house, they're going to take everything. And you're not going to stop them. You're going to ask to read the warrant. And they're going to be like, oh, man, we'll get you a copy of that. Yeah, that's illegal.
Right.
But it's not going to matter, right? Because they're going to still take the stuff. And then you're going to make you fight to get it back later. And then you're going to get it back. And it's going to be like, oh, I guess it got deleted. We don't know what happened, right? I mean, it's not even like they're not even good at it.
Right.
But they don't have to be good at it. Why? Because they're in power.
Mm.
And to get to your first point, Mr. Wiggles, which love the name, you know, we have Australian Shepherds, and so we call our female, her name's Liberty, but we call her Wiggle Butt. And if you have Australian Shepherds, you know why. But we do have to start to get together and plan, because we're crippled by our own rugged individualism. Like, I live my life, I take care of my family, Harrison does the same thing, because that's who we are. We're not collectivists, right? They are. Right. They're literally, you know, they want a leader. They cry out for bigger government. Right. Because they don't want to take responsibility for their own actions. And so they're automatically organized because they're followers. They're slaves. It's go left, go right. And they do it. We need to learn that we're in a fight against an enemy like this, and that we need to start coming up with a plan. We need to start coordinating and protecting our own. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's like I told Matt, it's not Republican or Democrat, right? Your Democrat neighbor should be willing to stand up for you when the black suburbans pull up and say, hey, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And my favorite example of this is Chris Sky, when he was getting pulled over by all the cops.
Yeah.
And he starts streaming it live, and he's like, everybody show up here now. And guess what? They left. Because they're cowards.
Yeah, and the streaming thing is a great thing, too. If you have something that you're afraid the FBI is going to take and disappear, put it on the internet, send it to everybody else, they'll download it, and they can never make it go away.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Final segment of American Journal here. What a week it has been as we, like Truman there, make our way through storm and rain and imminent death to find out the truth, no matter what it costs. Folks,
before you go on, Harrison,
please.
We never get the plug. We missed our plug yesterday.
I was about to do it. Okay, you read my mind.
Impromptu plug,
please.
I sat back there in the control room and watched these guys just do amazing work. You guys are true professionals. Like, and we were literally just talking about the Truman Show, and these guys, we never tell them anything. They're just listening to us, and they go. So, look, find a product, a t-shirt or whatever. I mean, it's all good. There's something for everybody there. I mean, I've bought, anytime something comes up there, we take a look at it. And, if that's what's going to help keep this level of professionalism, then people, if you want to continue to be able to tune into InfoWars and listen to Harrison and see the quality of work that these guys do, then go there and support them. Me and my girlfriend talk about how we'd love to just donate money, but we're too poor. Right. So we have to get something for it. So, hey, you know, get something. It's all good stuff. We haven't found anything there that we don't like. So, my plug.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And, I agree. Our crew is really top notch, always on top of things. And, we have a lot of guests who they'll appear on other things and they come here and they're like, oh my God, your crew is so fast because, you know, in the industry, you know, being able to pull stuff up at the speed that they do is really unparalleled. Now, you were an info warrior for a long time. You know, audience, I remember the first time I saw an image of you when you came out and revealed that the FBI had tried to get you to turn on the Oath Keepers. You were wearing an InfoWars shirt, and I thought, we can get that guy on. He can get an InfoWars sticker, I think, on your phone box. And so, what's been your impression near having, you know, here peeking behind the curtain, behind the scenes here at InfoWars? Was it what you expected?
I mean, it's extremely professional operation. I mean, the security has been super nice. I mean, and you know, contrary to popular belief, nobody's told me anything except where the bathroom is.
Right. So, no pre-interview like discussions about what we're going to talk. It's all off the cuff here.
No. And you know, everyone is really laid back. The crew is on top of it and relaxed, and it's not chaos. So, yeah, I've really loved it. And to be honest, I don't really care who has me on. I'll go on Rachel Maddow's show.
Right, right.
I'll tell her that she was prettier when she was a girl. I mean, here's the thing is that it's about.
You just blew your invite, I think. Yeah.
Trust me, I don't think I'm going on Rachel Maddow's. But I'll go on anybody's show because this is going to affect them probably worse than us. I mean, if you look into Maoist China, it was the revolutionaries that were, you know, murdered at, you know, higher rates or more rapidly than everybody else. I mean, look at that. I mean, I know which one I choose.
Yeah.
But I mean, the most useful of the idiots will be the ones killed first. And I tell you, look at the vaccine.
Yeah.
Right. Of the 5,800 deaths, which the VAERS will update today. I haven't checked the numbers, but last week, 5,800 deaths. From the vaccine, I guarantee you 90% of those were leftist.
Yeah.
So as much as I would love to celebrate the death of my enemy, I don't see them as my enemy, right? This is unconventional warfare. The populace is never the enemy of good militaries, right? And it's sad. It's sad. And I really want them to realize that they're being lied to. And someday, you know, the truth always comes out. Someday they're going to realize that they've been lied to. It's like the gentleman that was on Alex's show yesterday from Black Guns Matter. Preferably I paint my guns green and tan depending on the terrain. But the point is this, that they're being lied to.
Yeah.
And when they get that one piece of information that finally opens their eyes, then they're going to be able to take action. And I'm telling you, that is what these tyrants and these criminals and these psychopaths and these occultists, whatever their flavor of evil is that are in charge of all this, they're afraid of that. There's nothing more scary to these controllers than a former leftist.
Right.
You know, I've been staying with Brandon Gray, and he's like, man, I used to be in the music industry, right? Not known for its conservative rallies, right? And it's that it was the abortion topic for him and seeing everything targeted towards the destruction of our children that really got him. And man, he's an aggressive, aggressive truth
teller,
prophet, right? Yeah, he's out there. He's working hard to wake people up, and that's what we've got to do. And so I don't want to get into arguments with leftists. I want them to listen to me.
Right.
Question the things that they believe. Don't even listen to what I say. Look, do you really believe that? Look into it.
Right.
You know, Neil Bortz used to say, don't believe anything I say unless you can research it and verify it for yourself.
Right.
Do the same with me. Do the same with Alex. Do the same with you. We have to start critically thinking for ourselves because there's always a little, you know, maybe you'll read a headline that the headline is wrong.
Mm. Right.
That doesn't make you the liar. Right. So people, if they disagree, maybe they should research it for themselves and maybe they'll find the truth.
And
so,
and if I'm ever wrong, then let me know because I don't like being wrong and I'll change my mind if presented with evidence,
The headline I sent you last night, I don't know, did you cover that today?
No, you know what? I totally forgot, but I
because
actually
there was a headline yesterday, which you know, I wish it wasn't fake news, talking about how F-15s are being sold out because
they're flying off the shelves.
They're flying off the shelves. One of my SF buddies sent it to me. He's like, I got to go get my F-15 tomorrow before they're all sold out. I told him that I had a nuclear weapon on back order because I'll have it engraved with heads up.
There it is. This is the headline. Huge spike in Americans buying F-15s after Biden suggests you'll need them to overthrow the government.
The best of the story. Read the story below, man. That's when I really started laughing.
The nation scrambled to buy F-15s and nuclear weapons after Biden said in a speech Wednesday that you'll never beat the government unless you have fighter jets and intercontinental ballistic missiles. It's like, I better stock up then.
That's right.
Better stock up right now.
Hey, but this is it. I mean, you look at this woke corporatocracy or whatever, right?
Right.
You know, they release Satan shoes. Nobody wants to buy Nike.
Right.
Like, I'm like, screw Nike. I went to Under Armour. Well, then Under Armour goes leftist, so now I wear Asics. Yeah.
Right. Until you find out what they're about, right?
Until they make the mistake of going woke and getting broke. So we have to start doing these things, right? We have to stop financing our own self-destruction, and we have to support those who are making the unpopular. It's not really unpopular, but
right.
In the media, it's unpopular to say, we're actually not going to get involved in the whole BLM thing because it has nothing to do with tennis shoes.
Right.
And we have to support those companies, even if maybe they don't make the best product, in order to teach them a lesson.
Right.
Because we have the money, we have the power.
Yeah, and you're right. It's why I've made a point to show every video I find of somebody standing up to a school board or standing up to a city council meeting or just doing something to stand up against these petty tyrants. I have to show the video. I've maybe shown multiple times. I tell people to share it because we need to celebrate these people. And if somebody has the courage to stand up and speak out like that, they have to be supported and encouraged and shown that, you know, we have their back. And if, you know, the leftists come after them, well, they've got an army, you know, standing at their back, ready and willing to support everything that they do. So it is about using our collective power together. You know, I always use the phrase, a pack of lone wolves, right? We are lone wolves in our mindset, you and I, right? We don't desire power over other people. We don't want to have anybody exert power over us.
We're the sheepdogs.
Yeah, sheepdogs, exactly. Like the InfoWars mug, protecting the sheep from the wolves. But I think, you know, it's okay to, we should be individuals. That's what makes America great. That's what makes us great. It's how I want to, you know, and for those other people, I did forget the Biden clip. The crew is telling me not to forget the Biden clip. All right. Very quickly, we're going to go to clip number 6 here. This is Biden yesterday. We'll get Jeremy's response.
$1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential. I wrote the bill on the environment. Pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening?
What is happening, Biden? We don't know.
Harrison, yes. Help me.
What's happening, Jeremy?
My country's been taken over by an Alzheimer's patient. And he's threatening me with F-15s and nuclear weapons.
Why is he doing it so quietly?
Most of the $1.9 billion went overseas, just to let you know. Oh, and to congressional pay raises.
You know what happened, though? You know, he got in trouble for, like, shouting at people. So they're like, look, Joe, you need to not shout. So he's like, all right, I'll do the other thing. I'll start whispering. All right, folks, this is going to do it for us at American Journal. Jeremy Brown, I want to take us out with a little remix of what we just saw. Clip number 4. Let's have Biden take us out with a little bit of the whisper song.
Stand up, folks. Stand up.
It's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would.
And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.